Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear again from Deanna Quietwater Noriega and Gretchen Mounie, who's a friend of mine. They both live here in Columbia and are blind. They spoke about some of their health conditions that exist in tandem with blindness and about some of the issues they have had navigating the health system. Here's Gretchen.
I'm on antidepressants and have been, since I was 18 now. So I need that.
But it's not because you're blind.
No, it's funny. Like, people meet me, and if I get to know them or they find out, like, or I see a new doctor and they find out and they were like, oh, well, yeah, I can imagine that being blind would cause depression. And I'm like, no, I was depressed before the blindness. But they always want to make these assumptions that, like, if you're blind, you're going to be depressed and anxious. And I'm like, nope, that happened first. No one ever assumed, though, because I was depressed, I went blind.
Those two don't connect that way.
No. So I need that. I've got something as needed for anxiety that I can take, too. So what sucks is, like, these days, my psychiatrist, when I see her for maintenance on pills, we'll talk about, like, well, stuff is pretty good, not wonderful. And she'll suggest, like, do you want to try one of these other things that are newer? But I can't because I'm on Medicare and Medicaid, and they don't cover anything that, God, it seems like something's have to have been out for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. One time she suggested this thing that we thought was actually going to be covered, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was a newer antidepressant that she thought was not going to have some of the side effects that mine has and was going to help. And I had her send, I'm a big researcher, so I like read all about it online, was finally like, yeah, okay, let's try it. And she called it into the pharmacy for me, and I went there, and they said that'll be $500. And I like laughed at them, like thought they were joking. They were not joking. And I'm like, excuse me? And they said, well, your insurance covered half of it. And that's how it seems like for everything now. So it's like basically I can have things that have been out forever, like Prozac and stuff like that. Sometimes I wonder, would I be doing like a whole lot better if I could have one of the other things? Because, yeah, stuff's hard, but it is. I do feel really glad that when I did get my disability, that I was able to go on Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, that kind of stuff. But what I found out was at first I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I will be able to focus on getting my feet back under me in living life again. But it's like I found out that there was very few doctors who I could see that took my insurance now.
For me, I really get upset when I go to a doctor and I'm given written instructions.
Oh.
And I've watched you always ask if there was electronic versions of it. So, you know, I ask. But a lot of times they will just assume, because my husband can see, that, oh, well, he can read this to you, or he can fill out the form for you. He can, but he's not always around. We're not joined at the hip.
But yeah, and you should have access to your own information just like everyone else does.
That was Gretchen Mounie and Deanna Quietwater Noriega speaking about some of the issues they have had navigating the healthcare system while also being blind. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.